Outkast is an Atlanta-based hip-hop group led by Andre Benjamin and Antoine Patton, who goes by the name Big Boy. Their fourth CD was just released. It's called Stanconia, and rock critic Ken Tucker says its ambition and accessibility should expand Outkast's audience.
Funny and frank, Outkast's Stanconia extends and transcends the southern, funk, rock, hip-hop synthesis that this Atlanta duo nurtured so fruitfully on their previous release, 1988's Aquamini. Andre Benjamin and Antoine Big Boy Patton may be intent on proving they are, as they say at one point on this 17-cut epic, the coolest motherfunkers on this planet, but these guys are nothing if not down-to-earth. Their influences include, most crucially, the comedian Richard Pryor, as well as funk guru George Clinton. Like both of those artists, Benjamin and Patton love puns and wordplay. Their CD's references to the underground smell road and nursery rhyme chants of I stank I can, I stank I can, emphasize the blues definition of funky as smelly, that is to say, low down, blunt, pungent, a measure of authenticity.
Jenkins Andre 3000 for shout.
And no, I don't want to see your thongs. I kind of dig them old school cute regular draws. And I will call for your call.
Out the blue. I hope that you do too. I'll call.
Benjamin and Patton shift with dizzyingly assured fluidity between the real and the surreal. A cut such as Ms. Jackson is a beautifully detailed, sung-spoken apology to the grandmother of the narrator's baby, in which he laments his breakup with the child's mother and promises to uphold his responsibility as a parent.
I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Don't like me. She's doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, his medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
At the other sonic extreme is the more militant song Explosion, which exhorts black performers to avoid being, quote, brainwashed to be commercial clowns. The song is a powerful distillation of the message that Spike Lee is delivering in his current movie Bamboozled. Similarly, the CD's first single, B.O.B., that stands for Bombs Over Baghdad, is a frenetically shouted tour de force featuring drum beats that spray across the melody like a round of gunfire. In the whirling universe of Stanconia, Teddy Pendergrass, the old sitcom Three's Company, and Anne Frank all get name-checked to good effect. And to all the commentators who've lauded Eminem for his use of internal rhyme, Outkast offers the white homophobe a superior example of such poetic rhetoric. Quote, "Speech only reaches those who know about it. This is how we go about it." All this while demonstrating that the way they go about it is to be endlessly good-humored and imaginative, even when dealing with the most grim and mind-deadening facets of ghetto life. Stanconia reeks of artful ambition rendered with impeccable skill, or as their song title so concisely has it, so fresh, so clean. Take a deep breath and jump into this music.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.